Welcome to Communication Connection Community, the Podcaster's Podcast. This podcast takes a deep dive into modern day communication strategies in the podcasting space. We chat with interesting people who make the podcasting and speaking spaces exciting and vibrant. We also dive into the podcasting community with news, updates, latest trends and topics from this ever-evolving space. So strap in, it's going to be one amazing ride. Let's dive into today's episode. It would not make sense for us to call ourselves Podcast Solutions Made Simple if we complicated everything. One of the things we plan on doing in coming episodes is showcasing not only the things that we do, but also, you know, a lot of the things that are happening in the podcasting world, as well as the success stories of not only people that we've worked with, but people that have podcasts and have, you know, really seen business growth and all those types of things too. And what it is about the podcast that's allowed them to do that. So today, though, we are continuing the five myths. And the myth we're talking about today is the tech myth. Now, the tech myth is not only the myth of technology, as in it's too complicated. I don't know anything about this computer, podcast, recording, thingy-doodle. How do we do this? But it's also the don't know where to start piece, the don't know where to start, or it seems too complicated. And I'm going to throw back again to when I was first launching my business as a speaker trainer. I knew nothing about website design. I knew nothing about branding. I knew nothing about creating business cards and doing logos. And I didn't think for an instant that I would have to do any of that myself. And if you are a savvy business owner and expert already, you already know that you don't have to worry about those things. There's an old saying, do what you're good at. For everything else, hire someone or have someone on your team that can do that. And I learned that fairly early on. So when we start talking about podcasting and the myth around the tech and the complication and the I don't know where to start piece, well, again, let's break it down simply and say, if you don't know how to do something, what do? You ask the expert, right? I have 25 years of experience in the broadcasting world, mostly radio, but also television. And I'm not saying that to impress you. I'm saying it to impress upon you that I have nearly a quarter decade of professional, not even counting my college years, 5 years experience, so 30 years total experience in broadcasting, communications, your radio, that type of thing. And what you're doing in the podcasting space isn't much different than that. And I already know all of this. Not only that, but I spent 9 years, almost 10 years as a speaker trainer. So I know about speaking and presentation skills. I also spent a number of years when I was younger as a mobile DJ. So I know about tech and setup. I don't know all of it, but you know what? For the things I don't know, I ask for help. That's the main thing. I would expect that the most important thing you're going to focus on, if you are a coach, a consultant, or another subject matter expert, you're going to focus on that. You're going to focus on the content piece, like we've talked about in a previous episode, where you just work on the content. You structure that. You focus on creating that. We can take care of all the rest. Just like if, for example, I am not very savvy when it comes to fixing my own car. I know lots of people who are. As a matter of fact, I live with someone who's very savvy at fixing the car, but that's not me. You know how I fix the car? I pop open the hood and I look at the engine and I say, oh, looks like an engine. I have no idea what's wrong with it. But that's the extent of me being able to fix my car. Now, for certain things, yes. Can I do an oil change? No. And certainly with cars today, would I want to do an oil change? No, there's some complication to it. But to do things like, and again, I'm thinking of some of the earlier cars I owned. Could I fill up my oil if it was low? Yes. Could I top up my brake fluid if it was low? Yes. Could I top up my transmission fluid if it was low? Yes. Could I check my oil to know if the oil level was low? Yes, I could do all of those things. Could I put gas in my car? Yes, I could do that. If you can do the basic thing, so if you can turn on a microphone, record your content, so hit record in a recording software program, speak, in other words, share your content, record 6, 8, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, however long it's going to be. If you can do that, that's the equivalent of me, of what I'm sharing about, is fixing my car, right? If you can do all that simple stuff, then for the more complicated stuff, and again, let's take a car, for example, you know, fixing the engine. I can't do that. Could I change a flat tire if I had to? Probably. Do I want to? Not really, but I could do that. So same thing for you in your podcast. If you are not that technical, that doesn't mean you can't have a podcast. One of the things that my spouse and I did about 5 or 6 years ago is we bought our first boat. I've been driving a boat since I was about 10 or 11 years old, and most of the boats I drove were tiller type engines. So the kind that you hold the handle on the engine and you kind of swivel it back and forth, and that's how you drive your boat. Most of your aluminum fishing boats that have like a 9.9 horsepower motor or, you know, maybe even a 15 on it, that's what we would have. As a matter of fact, my grandfather had an 18-horse Evinrude motor. That's what we drove to the beach, and that's what we drove when we were going out to fish and things like that. Does that mean I'm a boat mechanic? No, but I could drive a boat. When we bought our first cabin boat, well, it's a little bit different concept because you're not holding the engine behind you. As a matter of fact, you couldn't because it's an inboard outboard. And for anybody who knows anything about boats, you know that that would mean you'd have to go down in the engine compartment, which you wouldn't do, and hold the motor, which would do nothing because it's a different type of engine altogether. The main point I'm trying to make here is, though, even though I've driven a boat previously, it doesn't necessarily qualify me to fix or drive the boat the same way I did before. So even if you were not only in the content creation phase, but let's say back in the day you did some of your own technical things in business. Maybe you set up your first website. Well, websites are different in 2022, which is the recording of this podcast, summer of 2022. So you know what? If you think that you could set up a website the way you did 20 years ago, guess what? It's a changed world. It really is. There are a lot of things to consider. So similarly, if you were going to set up a podcast, you couldn't set up a podcast the same way you did 20 years ago. Things have changed. The world is a different place. The bigger message here is, if you're not technical, if you're not tech savvy, if you're confused by the complication, ask the expert. And that's what we are. We are a podcast solutions agency, and all the live long day, we help individuals, coaches, consultants, and other subject matter experts launch and maintain podcasts. I'm not sharing this with you so to sell you on the idea, although if you do want to hire us, we're more than happy to have a conversation with you at some point. But I'm sharing this with you because we are the expert. We are the mechanic for your podcast, much like you have a mechanic for your car, or much like you have a real estate agent when you're selling your house or buying your house, or much like you have a lawyer to deal with legal issues. They're the experts. We're the experts in that area too. So trust us in that area, and trust that what we're sharing with you here today in talking about these five myths is true. Remove the complication for yourself. Do what you do best. If you're a coach, do coaching. Create programs, run programs, stand on the stage or stand on the virtual stage. I don't know if you can stand on the virtual stage, but get on the virtual stage, I guess you could say. Speak at summits to showcase yourself as a business expert and let us handle the expertise of the behind the scenes part of your podcast, the technical side of it, the complicated pieces you shouldn't have to figure out. Let us do it. All right. So I hope I've solidified in your mind that there really is no myth when it comes to the tech side of things, because for anything else that's too technical for you, no doubt you have hired the expert. You've hired the expert. You know, for some people, they hire wedding planners to plan their wedding. They don't want to. You don't go out and cut down your own tree. You hire an arborist to do it. Same type of thing. Let us help you do that, all right?
And thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to our producer and production lead, Dom Carrillo, our music guru, Nathan Simon, and the person who works the arms, all of our arms, actually, my trusty assistant, Stephanie Gafour. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment and a review, and be sure to share it with your friends. If you don't like what you heard, please share it with your enemies. Oh, and if you have a suggestion of someone who you think would make an amazing guest on the show, let us know about it. Drop us an email, askcarl@carlspeaks.ca. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. You'll find all those links in the show notes. And if you're ready to take the plunge and join the over 3 million people who have said yes to podcasting, let's have a conversation. We'll show you the simplest way to get into the podcasting space, because after all, we're Podcast Solutions Made Simple. We'll catch you next time.